Hare Krishna. Okay, here we got a question from a Vash Andrea who says, I would like to ask what a person can do if he or she has doubts whether the spiritual master will give shelter to him or her in a life crisis. I'm a little slow talking. It's because I'm not completely well. I have a little fever. Somehow something I ate yesterday didn't agree with me. What can you do if you have doubts whether the guru will give shelter to you in a life crisis? I would suggest defining what it means to have a life crisis, and the other is what it is that the guru is supposed to do. We see in Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna has a life crisis. And it is. It's, say, a major thing. It has real historical importance. It has importance to his life personally. And what does Krishna do? Krishna gives him spiritual instruction. He tells him what the right thing is to do. And then he just says, told you what you should do, now you can do it or not do it. Krishna didn't really become very emotionally involved. He took the role of guru. Arjuna started off by saying, Shishashtaham Sharimam Tham Prapanam. Okay, and I'm surrendering unto you, now let's stop functioning as friend, let's start functioning as guru. And interestingly, nowhere does it say in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna put his arm around Arjuna's shoulder and hugged him, and the picture keeps being is that Krishna's standing on the chariot, on the chariot driver's place, which is lower than where Arjuna's standing, and he's giving Arjuna instruction. And at the end he says, okay, now you can do whatever you want with the instruction. So that is the duty of a spiritual master. If that's our expectation, that the spiritual master in real life crisis, and let's get to what a real life crisis is, that he actually tells us what the right thing is to do, gives us the instruments to solve the problems of life, and also the way to have the spiritual strength to do that. And if we have sufficient faith in Guru, if we have sufficient faith in the Holy Name, we have strong spiritual practices, then we're able to do the right thing. Then there should be no doubt. If you want the spiritual master to be a husband, a father, a psychiatrist, a doctor, a neurologist, an engineer, a sociologist, and so many other different things, then you may have doubts and you may be bitterly disappointed. That's not his role. And sometimes we find that because of physical proximity, a spiritual master takes more of a personal role or has some personal interaction with some disciples than others, but in general, his business is to be a spiritual master, is that he's a teacher of spiritual subject matter, and is also shows by his personal example, apaniyachari koriya pichar, how to put into practice that which he's telling others. And if you see a spiritual master who has that type of attitude and approach to life, then you can have faith in it. You may have doubts about something that someone's not meant to do. And I say that spiritual master shouldn't needs to keep a certain distance from disciples. He needs to do that for his own welfare. Why shouldn't he be a father and a mother and a husband and so many other things? One is because it's not good for a person to get too much involved in the lives of too many other people. You ultimately suffer. like a doctor. A doctor's business is to cure others. In the process of that curing, he sees many people suffer, he sees people die, he sees suffering of the relatives of the sick and the infirm and what have you. But he needs to keep a certain distance. Otherwise, it becomes too much of a trauma for him and he's not able to continue doing his main business, which is to help people. So everyone needs to recognize that a spiritual master also has to take a somewhat neutral situation when it comes to these personal issues and not get too deeply personally involved. Otherwise, life becomes too traumatic and he stops being able to do his own personal situation. That doesn't mean that a spiritual master is cold-hearted or doesn't feel for the suffering of others. Certainly that's not the case. But still, there's a limit is what you can expect. And if your expectation is not false, because here it's about what can you do if you have doubt. Well, just see whether you actually have a practical expectation or a unreasonable expectation. The other thing is a life crisis. What's a life crisis? It's the use of the word itself is really quite relative. Here in the Western world where people have, well of course not in the Western world right now, in India, but even here, many people have life good. In fact, they have life too good. So in their opulence, in their comfort, in the abundance or overabundance, people just really don't know what to do with themselves because they have it so good. And sometimes when their sense gratification or other things that as a result of having it so good are obstructed, then they consider that to be a life crisis. Whereas in some places, people do have a different life crisis. Their life crisis is that they don't know what to eat. They're sitting in jail somewhere for some political opinion. They're living under real hardships. So there's so many life crises. And it's a question of what you define as a life crisis. And you may, as Krishna did to Arjuna, Krishna just laughed Arjuna's life crisis off. He says, you're a fool. He says, you're a Kshatriya, your business is to fight, you're good at fighting, here's your opportunity, so what are you moaning about? That was Krishna's start. So it means that you may have a conception of what a life crisis is, but perhaps Krishna, perhaps a spiritual master may not consider that that life crisis is very significant. Still, Krishna continued to give Arjuna guidance. And if we accept that guidance, and that's the example that we can learn from Arjuna, Nasta Mohasmati Kama, yes, I have faith in Krishna and I'll do what Krishna says to teach a seed to that Guru. Krishna gives me the alternative and I'll do what Krishna says because I have faith in that instruction. So when we're talking about having doubt in what a so-called shelter Guru can do, give, we should be careful as to what it is that we're actually expecting from a spiritual master. An example, life crisis. Husband and wife disagree. Happens a lot. Is the spiritual master meant to be the marriage counselor? Sometimes one may try. I've rarely seen it work. Being a marriage counselor is also a professional calling, It needs education, it needs a certain training, it needs both understanding of psychology and so on, and also what are the problems of grihastha ashram. A guru doesn't find that. He's not necessarily meant to do that. His business may be just to simply say, get some guidance. So, not that he's going to solve it. If the expectation is, oh, he should solve the marriage problem, no, it's not. His instruction will be, solve your problem with some professional help. Shastra says, don't get divorced, so don't look at divorce as an alternative. And try and cultivate your Krishna consciousness, because by Krishna consciousness, that's how you can overcome other incompatibilities that may be there between two persons. That's inevitable in Kali Yuga. And over and beyond that, whatever you do, that's going to be your business, but can't help you beyond that. And yet if someone's expecting him to do some kind of super magic and resolve the situation, then it's not that the spiritual master didn't give shelter, but it's just that someone may have had false expectations of what it was that they were going to get. Anyhow, that's it for today. Internet is now improved over here, so I'll be able to send this off and hopefully be able to communicate easier to everyone. Hare Krishna.